Welcome back, everyone, to CES 2015. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live, and of course in color because we don't run black and white anymore. I hope you enjoyed that interview. I actually got a chance to ask the gentleman at Slingbox there some very technical questions that they usually don't like to answer, but he kind of answered it in a roundabout way, so that was a lot of fun. And right now, I'm actually honored to introduce. Actually, he's a friend of mine. I have to disclose
honored,
that.
Wow, boy, that's
I'm honored to introduce Mr. Perry Goldstein.
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. And he is with MXL and
Marshall Electronics.
Marshall Electronics, and does so many different things. Every time I see him, he's in a different capacity. Yeah. But you know, he is Mr. Marshall Electronics, as far as I'm concerned. He has an incredible knowledge of the electronic industry, microphones, multimedia devices, cameras. I call Perry frequently to ask him all kinds of technical questions, and the truth of it is he never knows the answer, but he always knows where to get the answer.
You know what?
Always.
My philosophy in life is you don't have to know anything. You just got to know the people
and
that
you do,
know the
you
stuff.
You do, and
two phone calls. I always try to get things in two phone calls.
Well, you always do, and you've always helped me out, and I appreciate that. So Perry's kind of looking around for a friend that's supposed to do an interview.
Craig. Oh, no, that's not him.
So,
sorry.
All right, well, we're going to
get... Let's go on.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So, again, Marshall Electronics, and Perry, you have some cool stuff here. I have no idea what we're looking at. I know that's a microphone, and...
Well, you know, we always talk about mics when I come on.
That's true.
And
I use your mics, by the way. I use a lot of your mics, and the...
That's right. I think the first time we met, you talked about the 990, 991 that you liked.
That's correct.
The condenser studios. Yep. Well, you know, so there's been this, I would call it a revolution over the last 2-3 years. People learning that you can use your iPhone for video.
Yes.
Because you get great video on these things.
And as you sit here, you'll see a lot of people, a lot more
than
ever. A
lot of people are using them for video.
Right.
I think in my mind, the most important thing is I go back to a program that I worked on with my former company where in the late 80s, 90s, we were giving video equipment to inner city schools.
That's a good thing.
For them to use as curriculum.
Sure.
But it was $10,000, $15,000 worth of equipment, and a kid had to have a camcorder, and a kid had to have... You know, all this stuff.
Right. A lot of infrastructure.
Yeah. And then they had to learn how to edit it there. Well, now every student has a phone in their pocket.
They do. Even the little ones.
And as young as they get them.
Yeah.
And every student's got a computer that they can go edit on. So now they're all budding filmmakers.
Yes.
Colleges. So it's that part of that BYOD, bring your own device. Okay, so now a media class in school only really has to provide a space. They provide a little green screen, a stage area, some lighting, and everything else the kids carry with them.
Yeah, now the green screen, what he's referring to, is it's basically a green screen that usually goes behind you. And what that allows you to do is to do what's called a chroma key. And that's an effect that will allow you to kind of float whatever you want on the green, essentially. That's what he's referring to with the green screen. So go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways... But the phones have a limitation with audio because these have mics in there, but they're made to be like a chat, a conference.
Yeah, they're right.
And the phones never pretended to be professional video and audio.
Nope.
And being in the audio company business, we said, okay, let's build some mics. So, you know, in an interview situation, well, first of all, and I think we talked about this last year, but the line's out and it's really doing well. So we make the mic to go into the eighth inch. Because whether you're Android or whatever you are, you got an eighth inch in.
Correct.
All right. What you lose when you go into the eighth inch in is your headphone. So we add a headphone jack to it.
So there's a pass through. Let's show this to the audience so they we got to get right in the range here. So basically, this is going into your headphone jack, which, as Perry has pointed out, you're going to lose the headphone jack once you plug this jack into it. But what they've done is they've given you a pass, what's called a pass through. So essentially, here's your headphone jack now that you could still use. Even though it's plugged into here. So you're going to get a headphone out of this jack, and now we have another wire here that Perry's going to tell us about.
So once you get plugged into here.
Okay, we got to hold that down
there.
Oh,
okay. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Once you get into here, now there's all kinds of things you can do, and now we're into the basic mic technology.
Okay.
So for an interview, we're all very familiar with the.
Right. So now what we're doing is we're actually using a high-quality MXL mic, and these are professional mics, if you will, instead of using the dinky mic that's in here. No, not dissing the mic, but this is much better quality.
So because you get power from the phone with these, because these are TRRS plugs, so because you get power from the phone, we use electric mics rather than the dynamic. You get a better quality sound.
Yes, you do.
And because of that, we can do omni or cardioid, so you got dual capsule in here.
Right. What he's referring to is the pickup pattern of the microphone, okay? I'm just trying to clarify for the audience.
No, thanks. I forget about that. So you can get all around, or you can just, get directional.
Right. In other words, you can block out, you can get the sound that's only directly in front of you, which is what I would want when I'm doing a broadcast. Or if you want to get the ambiance and everything else, you can set the pickup pattern that will pick up, all the way around you. So
and dual gain, high and low, so depending on the noise level that you're
right
at. But what we did was we went with XLR. So if the cable
smart
breaks, you just get rid of the cable. You don't get rid of the whole mic. A lot of them have the cable built
yes
in. So we went for very, very professional features
yes
on that.
And, he's just kind of glossing over this, but I'm going to tell you something. Just this device alone, just putting the XLR on here, okay, on this cord, when the cord is attached to the mic, there's a lot of pressure that's put on that cord. It's yanked, it's pulled, it's bent, it's twisted, it's wrapped around the mic, and after a while it gets fatigued and it breaks. So by putting this XLR, which is a professional way to connect to mics, this actually makes the whole device much more professional, much less stress. And again, if the mic cord should happen to break, you're just replacing this, not doing surgery on the whole microphone. So that's a small nuance that Marshall Electronics is known for, and he just makes it it's no big deal, but these are the types of added features that make Marshall Electronic products better than usual.
Thank you.
Hey.
So we go for the professional. We really try to go for the professional, but under $100. Amazing, right? So now we go back, and again, our Y adapter, but let's say we want to do a lavalier. So now we've got a lavalier.
Thank you very much.
Yes, instead. And what we did with all of our cables, we made them very long. So I can plug in, I can get a good 3, 4, 5 feet from you.
Right.
And get enough distance to get a really nice headshot. It's not that close. So so the other solution then is a lavalier. Very kind of camouflage.
Right. So basically where we're going with this is, if I'm doing an interview right now, and actually, as I mentioned earlier this morning, I have a lot of the crew is out right now conducting interviews, walking around the various booths. So what they will have is a system, a setup, and there are different types of setups that we use. In fact, maybe later on I'll show you one. But what I do is hold this microphone, then I go back, and then I go forth to the person I'm interviewing. So now what we're building up to, I think, is that I can have this microphone held by the talent, okay, person I'm interviewing, and I can have this clipped on here. So now I got two microphones, and I got no way to get them into this phone because I only have one plug. So how do we solve that problem?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting there. It's a huge deal. But this would be like if it's a one-man show.
Right.
You're just narrating, and I'm getting you. So now you got the lavalier.
Right.
Okay? Now, let's say you want to do a talk show with about 3 or 4 people, and you don't want to have a big mic.
Right.
This is a boundary mic. It's going to get everything 180 degrees, so it's going to catch all of us.
Okay, so and this is what this looks like.
And it's a table mic. It's made to go into a table. The sound gets gathered
there's
in the front.
Input connections.
And off it goes.
There and there. Okay, and this just sits like
so. So that's another solution.
Okay.
So we've got the professional solutions. You asked about getting more than one mic in.
Right. How do we do that?
This is our new mini mixer.
Hey. Now, I haven't seen that.
No, because it's a prototype. That's one of three in the world right now.
Okay. This is a...
Actually, this is the first show we're actually showing it on.
This is the first, people. No one has ever seen this, including me. So this is why you watch Tech Podcast Network to get the latest and greatest. This doesn't even exist yet. This is one of three prototypes?
Yeah.
Okay. We got one here, and this is a mixer. And I'll let Perry explain it to us. But basically, you're going to have a bunch of inputs. You're going to have some controls for volume and other options. And I'm going to let the expert, I'm afraid to touch that. Wow.
So you got 4 inputs.
Right.
And these are TRRS, so any of our mics that we
okay
make.
So that any microphone will actually.
Not in any mic
well,
that we make. Yeah.
Right, any right MXL mic will plug right in there, and there you go.
So you can have up to 4 mics. Each mic has its own gain. So you can just
make sure, control,
yeah,
right?
You have volume control. Now,
You know what the technical name for volume control is, by the way?
Potentiometer.
Very good.
Call it a pot.
Very good. Just checking.
Okay. Since pot's legal now, I guess we can say that, huh?
Yes, yes.
Anyways, on this side here, we've got a headphone jack with volume,
beautiful,
which means you can get your playback through it. On this side, we've got a TRRS out, which would then go to the phone jack. So this goes into the phone jack.
Right.
And then you've got a master gain here. So in addition to each mic having its own volume, you've got one main volume for the whole set. This sums it up and goes into the phone. So that's one side. Now watch the other side. USB.
Wow.
So now what we can do with USB is we can get a USB cable and we can go out to a computer. Now it's digital. Or this is really cool.
Now that is handy.
Watch this. This is real handy. This is Apple's camera kit connector, they call it. It's a USB, I think that's a.
Yes, it is.
The flat one.
Yes.
And this is their lightning connector.
Yep.
It goes into here.
Okay, we got to. So this is the A connector. This is your lightning connector.
Now, you would go out of your USB jack here into here, and now you got digital audio.
So you're connecting that and it's going digitally, which is a whole nother world. That's great.
Yes. So now we talk about powering the mixer.
I was just going to ask you that.
The mixer has two power options. We do AA batteries down here.
That's brilliant.
And they'll last about 8 to 10 hours. Or it powers through the USB bus. So the USB bus is either power or power and data. As soon as you plug it into a device that it recognizes it can send data to, it sends data. If it doesn't recognize that, if it recognizes it's going into a wall.
Right, it knows whether it's power or data.
Right, exactly. So what you could do, you could plug this into the wall and then use it all day. You could plug it into a computer. You can plug it into your phone and get the power from the phone. You could plug it into a separate USB battery and it would last forever and ever and ever.
Now, are you able to, I don't know where to start with the questions. Give me a rough price point if we have one.
$249 is target.
Okay, and the microphone?
This is $99.
Okay.
The lavalier is $59.95.
Okay.
The boundary mic's $89.95.
Okay. Will you be able to buy these in a kit form? I'm just curious.
Probably not, because we don't know what people want.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because here's the interesting thing. This is great for interviews.
Right.
This is great for interviews. When you get to this, you could have four of these in here.
Sure. It's application specific.
Spread them out, put it into a computer, and now you got a web conferencing system.
What's nice about this that I can see is that you have a variety of inputs that you can choose based on your needs, A, and then B, what happens is you can actually choose what it is that you want and then add on to it later. So that's all cool.
So now, how do you mount it? We put a quarter 20 on the bottom.
Yep.
So you could put it on a tripod.
Yeah, that's a tripod mount, by the way.
Or we're going to be including this, and it screws right in, and it secures.
Hey, a coat hanger. I like that.
And now where does that go? Right up on your tripod.
Nice.
Hangs right on the tripod.
Nice.
So we've got lots of different options. I refer to it as a Swiss Army knife of portable mixers.
You know what? It's portable. It's convenient. It's definitely multifunctional, to say the least. I think it's a brilliant. I have never seen anything like it. And once again, it's packed full of functionality and a lot of variables to choose from. So you're not forced to buy like a kit that has this and that. You buy what you need.
Well, yeah, because we don't know. Some people want lav. Some people want handheld. Some people want a combination of both.
Question for you. You may know the answer. You may not. What kind of recording time can I expect on that?
Well, it all depends.
I know whether you have a 16 or 20. 28 gig or 32.
So when we're talking about video, because this stuff's really designed around video, so I want to talk to you about apps. There's an app here.
Right.
There's an app here called Filmic Pro. F-I-L-M-I-C.
Okay.
P-R-O. Filmic Pro.
Right.
It's the leading app. Apple uses it in all their ads.
Okay.
Leading app for iOS devices, professional video.
Okay.
This has got different variable megabit recording, 12 to 50. So How much time do you have?
Right. How depends on the bit rate you want to record and how long you got to record.
Bit rate
and how much memory you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other nice thing about Filmic Pro, why we like it the most, is that it's got live audio monitoring out. So
nice.
That's why you plug your headphone into this, into here, and you're actually, just like a professional camera, you're listening to the audio you're recording as it's being recorded, and you're getting instant recognition that you have an audio signal. It sounds good.
Just, you know, leave it to Marshall Electronics to be, you know, the number one innovators in this space, and boy, they are. And I understand now you're handling the multimedia for Marshall.
Right. So on top of what we call the mobile media, which is really made for all this stuff, multimedia USB, meaning web conferencing products. So with the web conferencing products, we're talking about USB mics. We have one of the best-selling USB mics for web conferencing on the market. Bar none. It looks like this. It's a USB boundary mic, same exact body.
Okay.
It's the same exact body. It's called the AC-404, and it's Mr. Automatic to us. We sell a ton of those.
That's great.
Because people are wiring up their conference rooms. Now we're entering into cameras, USB cameras.
Yes, I know.
So we're going to have a little USB. So here's the deal
Where do you see this?
Here's the deal with web conferencing. You usually take a webcam with a pinhole mic, you stick it on top of the TV, and it looks down at everybody, and that's it.
Right.
So we're introducing a switcher. It's a four-camera HDSDI switcher, seamless switcher, remote control, RF remote. You could have up to four cameras in your conference room. So you can have a document camera, you can have a close-up,
right.
You can have a wide shot, you can have the whiteboard, and you can switch seamlessly with a remote. So I call it broadcast quality production
right.
For web conferencing. Excuse me. A little too much Vegas, huh?
That's okay. That's okay.
So we're introducing a webcam that looks like this. Okay. So it's a C-mount lens. Nobody talks about interchangeable lenses for web conferencing. We're talking about interchangeable lenses for web conferencing. Wide, narrow, whatever you want. Small. And it's HDSDI, so you could have it up to 300 feet from the source. So you have our switcher.
Right.
Then you go out of our switcher into a USB 3 converter into the computer. Or you go out of our switcher into an encoder, and you're streaming.
Look at the size of this if we can get a close-up.
And we have an HDSDI version of that
That's the size of the camera.
1080p. 60 frames per second, also does 59.94 for broadcast standards.
Now, rumor has it that the NFL is actually going to be using these.
They are. They're on the goalpost. NASCAR's using them. They're all over the place. Everybody's placing them.
Price point, roughly?
$500.
Wow.
$500. We hear Hollywood blows a lot of them up because now that they have something that inexpensive and that small, they put it in cars, and when they're blowing up a car, they're not going to blow up a $15,000 camera.
No.
But a $500, they get the shot.
That's great. Well, Perry,
we're always on to something new.
Absolutely. That's why I like having you on all the time. It's great.
You.
It's great. What else can you tell me? Anything else?
I think that's it for now. I think that's all I can handle right now.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure seeing you.
Happy New Year, Don. It's
Happy
always
New
nice
Year to you. Thank
broadcast.
You to see you.
We'll see you in April here, huh?
Yes, you'll see me at NAB, and I'm sure we'll be talking before then.
We'll talk before. Thank you very much. Thank you,
everybody. My pleasure. Mr. Perry Goldstein, Marshall Electronics. Thank you so much.